This is Arman, continuing to follow up now that Miss Nanny and ANNI more and more requesting for the Sean to be followed with follow up with chronic. Miss Nanny Moore is a person 87 year old woman with history of state to CKD since her last visit. She was hospitalized in Momo Hospital with increasing shortness of breath and also dizziness period. At that point, she was too harmed to have an acute kidney injury, which resolved after taking her off of injured and receptor blocker. Period, her creatinine stabilizer to baseline of 1.7 mg/dL. She states her appetite has slightly improved and she has gained some weight. She is taking Ensure, one can TIT with meals. She has not had dog fare, doesn't have to benefit use. Her low-sumer edema has worsened after she has been taken off of Lasix in the hospital. Current medication includes biastolic 2.5 mg, Losartan 100 mg, Imladevin 5 mg, vitamin D supplements, alendronate, atorvastatin 10 mg, Fergan, and that's CTC, follow sensible 3600, pulse of 65, pressure 162 over 62, weight of 113 pounds. She's currently in acute distress, had an examination, people like Lira, Sector Women's and Tech, Mac is supple, Najibri, Nothanamegli, Cardiac Class 1 S2, respiratory diffuse plus on business, abdomen, soft plant, and her balls on the extremity. She has 3 plus edema. Labs shows creatinine of 1.8, vitamin D level of 61. Sodium 136, calcium 8.9, creatinine 1.8, hemoglobin 10.1, albumin of 3.6. Assessment plan, CKD, Ms. Nanny Moore has 3 CKD. Her creatinine currently is at 1.8 mg/dL period. I recommend her discontinuing her biastolic and switch to Coric 12.5 twice a day. Also, she has been taken off of CTZ and switched to Lasix, no more so low sugar edema. She had an echo done which showed diastolic dysfunction. She will be restarted on Lasix 20 mg POBID. Hypertension is slightly elevated at this point as she did not take her Losartan. However, I will change her medication to Coric and eventually wean her off of Norvasc given the side effects of low sugar edema. Hyperkalemia resolved. Pulmonary hypertension, I recommend outpatient sleep study. Anemia, she starts with EJ colonoscopy, which has been negative. Her hemoglobin is stable at 10. In muscular dystrophy, she is on vitamin D supplements, enzyme detectation, and transcarbon detectation.